is replacing him. Jason Campidoglia reports.
Representative Martha McSally has reportedly told Republican colleagues that she's running for the U.S. Senate seat. McSally hasn't made any formal announcements yet, but she would be going head-to-head with former state senator Kelly Ward. McSally's voting record has made her the most supportive of President Trump's agenda among Arizona's House members.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The president answers a question about gun control while on his trip to Asia. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has the details.
And Chicago is a disaster. It's a total disaster.
That's part of President Trump's response to a question at a news conference in Seoul, South Korea, about the Sunday church shootings in Texas, pointing out that Chicago has the strongest gun laws in the nation, yet it hasn't done much to stop the gun violence in that city. And of the hero who shot at the gunman in South Texas on Sunday, the president says,
just remember, if this man didn't have a gun or a rifle, you'd be talking about a much worse situation.
Attention Netflix subscribers, you're once again the target of a scam email that's been going around. The email tells folks that you're supposed to sign in and update your billing information. It takes you to a fake website where you're asked to then provide your login information and your credit card numbers. A Netflix spokesman said, if you have any questions, please check out netflix.com/security. For any questions or information, you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
As many voters in Virginia and New Jersey head to the polls today, the race seems to be tightening up in Virginia. Republican Ed Gillespie makes one more pitch as to why, if you're in Virginia, you should vote for him.
Virginians going to the polls today, they know that I'm the candidate who has a plan to get our economy growing again. You know, our economic growth rate here in Virginia is 0.6%. We're 39th out of 50 states in economic growth.
Polls in Virginia do show that race within the margin of error. Many workers are wondering how to keep up with the ever-changing job market. Dr. David Ballard is a career placement expert. He says being flexible is key.
With the world of work changing and traditional industry being disrupted as we move to knowledge work and technical skills, there's a real concern about people being displaced and the need for job retraining.
Ballard does say job security is on the minds of many Americans.
About half of working Americans are concerned about the changing nature of work. Only 6 in 10 say their employer is helping them develop the technical and soft skills they need, and only about half say that they have adequate opportunities for internal advancement.
Bosses, listen up to what you could be doing to help your employees.
Employers actually spend a tremendous amount of money on training and development. It's just that they often aren't doing it effectively.
In other news, 4 Somalian natives who disguise themselves as a family to enter the United States under the Diversity Visa Program will have their citizenships revoked. An investigation revealed they were unrelated. The 4 are currently living in Minnesota, but not for long. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, it's Joe Peters, and we're going to talk about real estate matters. But before we do that, I'm going to play a few paid commercials. We'll be back for Due to Weather, and I will talk to you shortly.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Hey, so this is Joe Peters with the Weather Report, and it's very scientific. It's coming off my Note 8, so it's the Android weather. And Flemington right now is 43 degrees and raining. Can you believe 43 degrees? We haven't seen 43 degrees in a long time. This was a summer that never ended. So let's see what it looks like for the next few days. I understand it's going to keep getting cooler, so let's see what the daily report says. Yes, today it's going to get up to a high of 48, tomorrow 52, low of 30, and then Thursday 54, low of 33, Friday 39, low of 17. Gouch, that sounds cold. So it's changed, and it's coming at us, and it's not going to get much out of the 40s for the next week, and I think winter is upon us. So we're going to finish out with a few paid commercials, and I'm going to come back and give you my overview of what's happening real estate-wise, and I'll talk to you then.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterd In Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdin-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterd In Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterd In County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdinchamber.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hello, it's Joe Peters, and if that last commercial sounded an awful lot like me, there's good reason. I've got a new one coming out. Hopefully we'll have it up and running by next week or the week after. It's sort of just an updated commercial. But says the same thing. I do real estate. I cross Hunterdon and Somerset. I help people achieve their goals and dreams. I'm primarily a residential real estate specialist, and I've been in the business full-time for going on 15 years. Spent the last 14 with a company with a very yellow sign out front, and I've just in the last 6 months moved over to a company that has a sign with a company sign with blue on it called Coldwell Banker. Reason for the change, really just needed a change. I was looking for a little bit more advanced technology, which Coldwell Banker seems to have. And I was also looking for an opportunity, since I bridge into Somerset counties, to getting over into the Watch and Warren areas as well, which is where my office now is located. But I live in Clinton. I do all of the areas surrounding Clinton, and I go right down 78 to exit 36 and get off there in Warren, and I do all the areas in between. So if you're thinking about doing something in Somerset and or Warren and you're not sure, I'm the perfect match for you because I understand both counties very well. But we're not here to talk about me. What we're here to talk about is the state of the economy real estate-wise. And I got to tell you, it's been one of those years. Like, it was a very mild winter, so people kept buying. Now it's been a very long summer. Today's the first day it really starting to get cold, so people kept buying. And as a result, we've sold everything in sight that was clean and priced probably under 500. Sales have been very brisk. You get above it, it gets a little more challenging. And I'll talk about that. But the biggest challenge we have today, and it's the challenge we've had for the last couple of years, is inventory. We don't have enough houses to sell. We've had a very good year, and with the exception of the two storms, the one in Houston and one in Florida, we probably will surpass last year, although that's yet to be seen because they did take their toll on the nation, but not on New Jersey. And we're forecasted to be up. And 2017, we'll know in another month, but weather-based, it may be a little under, it may be right on, maybe a little ahead. But in effect, we're pushing into 2018. We're looking for inventory, and I'm talking to people every day of the week telling them that there's no reason to wait to spring. If you put your house on now, you may be very surprised. I'm out with buyers every weekend. We're looking for good, clean inventory, and if you have something that's a match to, then perhaps we should be talking about listing earlier this year. The weather, though, never takes its toll. I mean, think about a restaurant. If it's rainy and snowy and you were going to go out to dinner on Saturday, you're probably going to skip it and find another way to eat. But if you're going to buy a house, you're just going to delay it. So weather did take its toll on how many houses we've sold in 2017, but that movement will come right into early 2018. We're looking at interesting forecasts as far as the future values of housing. If you were to buy a $250,000 house today as an investment, let's say you put 20% down, so you put $50,000 down, and held it to 5 years, based on our forecast, it would be worth $30,000, $300,000 in 5 years. And that would give you your investment back. 100% return on investment in 5 years. Try to find another investment. A lot of people don't put 20% down. They put 10, 5, 3, depending on what their forecast is as to how they want to do business. The mortgage rates are now where they've been for almost a year. They started off back around the elections at 3 3/8. They've been hanging just under 4. They went all the way up to 4 3/8. They've come all the way back down. I believe they're somewhere around 3.8 this morning. The problem we have in New Jersey is that we're not really building a lot of new houses, so we have to sell what we have. There's a couple of reasons why we're not building them, but we're not building them. Let me run for those reasons real quick. I hate to leave you hanging there. One is the COA, Council on Affordable Housing, dictates that for every new house you build, you've got to do so many affordable housing units. And as a result, we have many construction companies not wanting to build affordable housing and aren't getting into it. That's just my assessment of the situation. But the other assessment is the houses they would have to build in Hunterdon County are probably above where the market is. So the market is in the 3s and 4s, and they'd probably build in the 6s and 7s. Is that where it's getting soft? So other than some one-offs, you'll see a little group of 4, one here, 2 there go up. There's no real construction going up. There's a Toll Brothers on Route 12. They're in the 7s and up. So if you want new construction, there is new construction at the high end. And there's a Toll Brothers on 22 in Reddington. That's a 55-plus, and they run anywhere from mid-4s to mid-6s. So there's plenty to buy above 500. It's the below 500 that we're having issues with. And the issues that we're having is that's where the first-time buyers are. And when they buy a house, it kicks off the second-time buyer, because a first-time buyer is probably going to buy something between 2 and 3, and a second-time buyer is going to buy something between 3 and 5. And that's our market. Above there, there's still a market, but it's slowed down considerably. We're going to talk about the numbers. Interesting, though, if we just take a look at the last 12 months for New Jersey, from an equity viewpoint, people have added an average of $6,000 in equity. Now, that depends your price point and your location, but the equity is building up in houses that people have been living in for over 10 years, to the point where 60% of our houses have significant equity built up in them. That's, and then there's obviously 40% that don't. But significant equity is equity above 20%. So 74% round numbers of our houses in New Jersey have greater than 20% equity. That's an amazing number when you consider that 30% of all of the houses in New Jersey don't even have a mortgage, so we're not counting them at all. So if you had 100,000 houses, we're talking about 70, and of those, 50,000, and that's not the numbers for 100, I'm just giving you an example, 70% of them are better than 20%. And we're moving ahead. We're moving ahead. It's not a bad picture. We need more inventory. If we had more inventory, we'd sell more houses. If we sold more houses, the economy, I think, would be better. We get into a chicken and egg conversation. I've had that, if you listened last week, with Al War. I've had that with our economic development manager. I've had the same conversation with the economic development manager for Somerset County. Is do we get jobs first or do we get housing first? Because my position as a realtor is that if you don't have housing, it's going to be pretty tough to create the jobs because the people have nowhere to live. But both of them and Al disagree with me and say, no, just get the jobs. The housing will take care of itself. It will feed off of the job situation. So existing sales are in pretty good shape with days on market. I mean, we're looking to sell houses, have about 6 months worth of inventory in houses. And right now in Hunterdon County, we're sitting with, and I'm looking for the number while I'm talking, very dangerous thing to do, we're sitting with about 5 months worth of inventory. You could go to my website, and it's at jpeters.com, and look up monthly market reports, and you'd see that we're sitting with a 5 months worth of inventory. But if you looked at the same number for Somerset County, you'd find that we had 4 months. So they're in better shape than we are. Now, how do you get to a month's worth of inventory? If you have 100 houses and you sold 20 last month, you divide the sales, the ones that went under contract, not necessarily closed yet, into the total number, and 20 into 100 give you 5 months worth of inventory. That's what we have. 4 to 6 is average. If you get above 6 months inventory, then in effect there's pressure on pricing. And if you get below 4 months worth of inventory, it becomes a seller's market, and you start to see multiple offers. So it's not just 4 months inventory in general. We've got to look at the inventory in the town that you're in. Because if you're in the free hotspots, Clinton Township being one, Reddington, Raritan being two and three, you're in much better shape than if you're in Alexandria or Holland. Because the further west we go, the more challenged the pricing is. And I would argue that there's probably very little appreciation at any price point over in Holland and Alexandria Township, although the further east you go, the better off you are. And the further down you go in value, the better off you are. Our appreciation, and we're going to top 6% this year, which is a good number compared to last year, is happening in the under 5 market in the towns that are nearer to New York, and that's why Reddington, Raritan, and Clinton Township pop up. We do about 40% of the business of those three areas. Seller traffic is down, and the reason it's down, we measure this by open houses. We call them foot traffic. Foot traffic is down because we don't have as many open houses because we don't have as many listings as we want. We're sitting in Hunterdon and Somerset at about 10% off of our inventory from last year. And last year was about 10% off the year before. So one thing leads to another, which is a syndrome where we're not listing as many houses, we're not selling as many houses, and as a result, we're not having as much foot traffic. But look at the positive economic indicators. They're fabulous. Unemployment in New Jersey, 4.1%. We haven't seen that number in decades. 4.1% unemployment in New Jersey. Number two, take a look at the jobs that we're adding in New Jersey. We're not adding as many as we added last year, but we're adding them at a higher price point. Very good news. That gives us some discretionary income when we go to buy a house. Take a look at the interest levels. We're at under 4%, probably near to the lowest it's ever been to buy a house. A lot of people, number two reason for not buying a house, number one reason for not buying a house, putting your house on the market and moving on, is that I might find something, I might not, but I'm definitely going to sell mine in this market. So there's a little bit of a fear as the listing before you buy. But the number two is that I've got a good price point interest-wise, and I may not get that. That's not happening. Our interest rates, unless you got in at the very bottom, how many people get in at the very bottom, are in great shape, sitting at 3.8. Other thing is that I wouldn't say credit has loosened up, but it isn't as stringent as it was right after the bubble. Average credit score, FICO score, is about 725. On a conventional, it's about 750. And on FHA, it's actually under 700. It's in the 683 range. So not as tough to get a mortgage as it was once, but it's also not easy. I mean, you cannot go and get a no-doc where we used to give people a mortgage just because we wanted to turn over the inventory. Not the case anymore. You really need three things. You need a job. You need longevity in that job. So that's number one, job and longevity. Number two is you need a credit score that's built up. And you're probably best if your credit score is above 750. But if you're above 675, we can get you a mortgage. And number three, you need a little bit of money. It'd be nice to have 20% down because that reduces your mortgage payment, but you can get into mortgages as low as 3% down, and on some USDA properties, you can get in with zero down. So if you got those three things and we can find you a house, you are in good shape, and you are probably going to have an easy time moving ahead. But let's take a look at the drivers. What is making what's happening happen? Home purchase demand increased by just under 0.5% in New Jersey during September, giving the state the fifth consecutive month of increase. Numbers run about a month behind. Numbers about 12% in 2016, but the number of new contracts in September was very impressive, the highest for that month since 2005. Good indicator. New Jersey experienced a compound growth rate of 22% over the past 2 years, and sales increased 5% year to date. Two good indicators. Activity concentrates in the under 400 market, 400,000, where the millennials and the buyers that sell in their house are buying and selling. And during the same period, luxury housing showed some impressive increases, only because they were really down for the last 2 years. But it's the first time we're starting to see across the board price increases. The biggest issue we have in Hunterdon County is the further to the west you go, the more pressure. You not only have pressure on price, you have a price point, you have pressure on location. Same time, the housing offered for sale in New Jersey remained low and has recently decreased. The supply decreased by 6,000 homes compared to a year ago. Currently, 31,000 fewer, 42% homes on the market than in 2011. That's an issue. That's an issue. And it's an issue because we have to sell out of the inventory we've got. We're not building new ones. Current unsold inventory in New Jersey sits at just or under 4.7 months or versus 5.4 from a year ago. So we're even better shape of unsold inventory than we were a year ago. But we'd like that to be around 6. And then Hunterdon County has 9% less inventory, and Somerset has 10% less inventory just a year ago. The fear of increasing interest rates based on future increases and the Fed slightly loosening lending standards affect the current market activity. Now, the Fed has what they call quantitative easing. And quantitative easing is the Fed actually goes out and buys real estate-backed securities when they want interest to come down. And then when the market is doing better and inflation is behaving itself and things seem to be standing on their own 2 feet, they start selling off these securities. That's what's happening now. We're starting to see the Fed selling off. So the easing of quantitative easing is now being reversed by them selling this off. Interest rates at the end of October rose slightly to a level of just over 3.9% for a 30-year. It's back to 3.8 today. And a 15-year is about 3.25, and 5 years down a 3.2 range. Consumer fears of steadily rising interest, slowly rising home prices impact the current market. The Fed already instituted initial increases in rates and are talking of additional ones. And once again, we changed Janet Yellen. A new person comes in the first of the year. Industry analysts forecast a 4.7 rate by the end of year. But that's by a year from now, not the end of this year. And 5% by the end of next year. So somewhere between 4.75 and 5. And 5.5% by the end of 2019. If the rate merely goes from 4 to 5, we lose 9% of our buying power. And at the same time, the house value goes up 5% in our popular price point, you've lost 14% of your buying power. That's why people are out trying to buy. Combine that with the steadily increase in prices, and you can see the issue. National job front. It's interesting. U.S. unemployment is at 4.2. New Jersey at 4.1. is in really, really good shape. It's a little bit of a fallacy because, in effect, we're reporting U3 numbers. If you really looked at U6 numbers, it's almost double that. It's 8%. But every administration has used these set of numbers, and it's not this or last administration. It's just the way it's counted. Due to full and part-time jobs being counted equally, the numbers differ. And the U.S. economy still needs to create about 2.5 million jobs in order to have the same unemployment rate as when we were back at the peak. But the momentum's going in the right direction. New Jersey job front is doing really well. It was 4.7 when this was written, but it's dropped since then. And New Jersey job growth is at 65,000 jobs in 15. And we put on 59,000 in 16, and we're on pace to add 24,000 jobs this year. So we're about 40% of what last year was, but we're putting on better-paying jobs. So to some extent, it's good news. Through September, 20,500 additional jobs were added. and versus 51,000 for the same time last year. Should be noted, even though these numbers are disappointing, the levels of the jobs being added much higher. I said that already. Rental market, very tight. I mean, I can tell you, I had a rental, I think I mentioned this on my last show, in the Glenn Gardner area, and I put it on at an aggressive price. I had about six or eight people call me, and the property was being refurbished, and I had one realtor say, we will take it sight unseen, give me full price. I've never had that happen before. Made them look at it before we signed the contract, but usually people want to look at two or three rentals. They're so short on rentals right now, we're starting to see them buying them or renting them sight unseen. And then millennials, I mean, they're trying to get out of mom and dad's rec room and get into a house of their own for lots of reasons. It's later in life, they're in their 30s already. They're finally, their job is in a good enough shape where they can probably get a mortgage. Hopefully they've saved some money, although in most cases they haven't. And they go out and they look at a rental, and I show them, well, you can own that house. It's cheaper than you can rent it, and you get a big tax incentive to do it. And in a lot of cases, we just can't get them a mortgage. But if they've got the three things we need, job, credit, and a little bit of cash, we can make that happen. A lot of time, mom and dad can help them, and that's always a good way to get started. Also a good way to get them out of the basement. Average rental, $1,300 per unit. I can vouch for that. I rented this for $1,350. It was a one-bedroom, one-bath. And 12-plus-year trend shows a decrease from home ownership from 71 to 62%. So there aren't as many people owning homes. And this 13% decrease compared to an 8% national decrease contributes slower recovery of home prices in the state. One- or two-person households with no children stands at 65%. That's amazing. 65%. Two-thirds of the houses in the state of New Jersey do not have a child of school age in it, and 51% do not have two people in it. So, if they could sell the bigger house, they probably would in a lot of instances. Sometimes they're a little behind. Sometimes their credit took a hit. Sometimes the market's just not right. They owe more than the house is worth on the existing market. And that brings us to foreclosures. It's not New Jersey. It's the Northeast. The Northeast has got a ear hold on the market for foreclosures. When you look at New Jersey, New York, Maine, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Delaware, we cornered a market, but New Jersey's number one. 71,000 filings compared to 76,000. We saw a 3% decrease last year, but this year we're actually going to see it go up by about 1,000 units. So we're still number one, and we're still number one, and it's diminishing in its severity, but it's not diminishing in the numbers. A lot of this came out of the storms, Sandy, just a few other things along the way, the harder hit areas, lots of insurance issues, why things couldn't be fixed. Some places weren't covered because they weren't primary, they were secondary homes. But here's the recap. Consumer confidence is high, built on the unemployment rate, built on interest rates being low, money being available. Consumers are saying, wow, we're in great shape. A lot of it's emotional, but a lot of it is built on some numbers that they can see, like unemployment and the stock market being 23,500. We're doing this broadcast on the 7th of November, 2017. I don't think even the current administration believed the stock market would be up where it's at. And I don't think anybody believed New Jersey's unemployment would be back where it's at. And we still have our problems, not enough inventory, lots of foreclosures, not enough rentals, but consumer confidence is high. 80% of the consumers perceive home ownership as part of the American dream. So 20% down and get growth on 100%. That's leverage. Millennials make up 24% of our homeowners with room for expansion, but we don't have enough houses to sell them. Probably could be 48% if we had enough houses. Analysts' five-year forecast indicates slow, steady pace at an annual 4%, roughly. And Central New Jersey's trend in 2016-17 showed a surge in home sales, but not in prices, clustered in the under 500 market primarily. And in 2016, we only had a 1% increase, but it caught up with us because this year we're going to see better than 5% increase. 4% so far. Projections for 2017 are 5% by the end of the year, and houses priced under 400 for first-time buyers and millennials experienced the greatest pricing fluctuation. Once again, you heard it here first. It's a tale of two markets. Under 500, on fire. Over 500, the higher you get, the more challenged it is. And I argue that probably no house in New Jersey, not in New Jersey, but in Hunterdon, is gaining appreciation above 700,000. So it's a challenged market, and then the further west you are adds an additional challenge. So if you have a high-priced house really to the west of Route 31, you've got a challenge in front of you. The over 600 markets hold steady, diminishing slightly, depending on location. I just said that. Often an over 600 property is going up against a 7 or an 8, which has to be sold because of a divorce or a transfer or some other financial reason, and they're pricing them down that they're so competitive that people will buy the bigger house. People in their home over 10 years thinking about making a change with the healthy economy, and they have a lot of equity, and that equity is building quickly because they're paying more down when you get up over the 10-year. A lot of times it's going into, oh, I can start that business on the side for the wife, or I can buy the summer home. There's lots of things going on there. But I think the net-net is either as a seller or a buyer, because of low interest, pent-up demand, and active market for increasing prices and more popular price points, it's a great time to be in the market. My name is Joe Peters. You can reach me at 908-238-0118. And I work for Coldwell Banker, and I do real estate across both Hunterdon and Somerset County from a residential viewpoint. I'm going to play a few more of our paid commercials, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
So, hey, it's Joe Peters back, and I wanted to go through some of the local numbers just so you can see what's happening. Hunterdon County, we actually sold in the last month. That means it went under contract, probably not closed yet. 162 houses versus 150 the month before. So the month of October was a great month. It was better than the month of September, which wasn't a bad month either. We put 162 sales on the board, and we listed 220 more houses, and we have a total of 859 active. If you divided all those numbers into each other, you would see that we have about 5 months' worth of inventory, or what they call absorption rate. If we didn't list anything and nothing got pulled off, at the rate we are selling houses, we would absorb everything that's there in 5 months. Now, that varies by price point. We're in great shape up until you get above 600. Actually, into the 500s, we're at a one-year, 12-month inventory. 600s, we've got 7 months, and then above 700, we're all the way up in the 12, 20, 30-month. The higher you go, the worse it is. Our average listing price is $457,400, and our average selling price is $360,000. That's a 21% difference, taking 78 days to sell. Now, you might say, how come we have a 21% difference? Well, the houses that are being listed now aren't going to sell for almost 3 months based on that 78 days. And by that point, they'll either be marked down or there'll be a new spring market out. So it's a moving target. 80% of our sales under 500,000, only 20 above 500, and only 6% above 700. 6% or 9 sales above 700. Compare that to our sister county, Somerset. Once again, we had 162 sales. They had 338. We listed 220. They listed 389. We have a total of 859, 860. They have a total of 1,400. They have a 4-month supply. Average sale list price, $579. Average sale price, $436. And they're sitting in about under 24 months. We have 61 days on the market. 70% of their sales is under 500. 26% between 500 and a million. And 4% or 13 up above $1 million. So it's a tale of two markets as far as how close you are to New York. The further from New York, the tougher the time. It puts pressure on price, and it puts pressure on how long it takes to sell a house. Let's take a look at some of the towns. And we're looking at Clinton Township, 4 and 5 months supply. Raritan, 5 months. Reddington, 4 months. But you get in some of those far-out towns, East Amwell to the south, Frenchtown. East Amwell is sitting at 18 months supply. Frenchtown sitting at 15. Franklin, I never understood that. There's only one house sold, so it's probably an anomaly month. 30 months. Tewksbury, 12 months. That's the first town you hit when you come into Hunterdon. It's Tewksbury, but 12 months supply. We have 82 for sale and sold 7. And then West Amwell is also 13 months. But on average, we're sitting at 5 months supply. Take a look at the same thing for Somerset County. We're seeing all but a few areas in single digits. Some places like Raritan Borough, Rocky Hill, Somerville, South Bound Brook, all 2 and 4 months. You get over into Peapack Gladstone, a little higher price point, 10 months. You get into Bernardsville, very active market, 88 listings, 8 sold, 11 months. But everything else is single months. So what I can tell you is it's based on a combination of what your price point is that you're trying to get for the house and what, in effect, your geographical location is. If you are to the east, your geographical location is going to make your house take longer, less to sell. And if you're to the west, it's going to take longer to sell. Compound that together with higher price point, and you've got a more complex situation. So what you really have to do is sit down with a seasoned veteran like myself, Joe Peters, and take a look at what's happened in your individual area in the last 3 to 6 months for houses in your price point, and then you have to take a look at what's on the market. Same thing, your house, your area, your price point, your features. And between those two, we can say, here's probably about where your house should be priced. We literally give you a from to, and then you pick the price. And then secondly, we put together a marketing plan for you so you understand how we would get your house marketed and what we do in order to get it sold. I cover all of Hunterdon, all of Somerset, and I work for Coldwell Banker, and I live in the Clinton area. And my office is out of Warren Watchung, but I only get over there once a week for a meeting. Other than that, I'm at large. And I cover areas including Middlesex, Morris, just up in Chester last week. I've been doing this for 14 years. And in the 14 years that I've been doing it professionally, before that I was doing it as an investor, I've learned an awful lot. And one of the things I've learned is that your initial price is the important price. We get a lot of people that says, well, why don't we try it a little higher and see what happens? You waste valuable time. Even if somebody was to come and offer you 10% more than your house is worth, that house still has to be appraised. And it gets appraised by the bank so that the buyer can get the mortgage. And regardless, if he's putting 20% down, he has to appraise for 100% because that's what the 20% down is based on. So putting a house on the market for a higher price to test the market is, in my mind, a bad solution. And in effect, if that's what somebody wants to do, I'm probably not going to take the listing unless they want to do it for 30 days and sign in advance. If it doesn't work, here's the price will drop to. Number two, you need expert opinion on the condition of the house. I can walk the house with you, ask some questions, understand your motivation, understand your financial position, and make some suggestions as what needs to be done. It could be a little as the carpets need to be cleaned to you need a new roof and you need the whole house painted, and anywhere in between. I've done enough. I know what people look at, and I know what turns people off. The last thing you want to do to a customer is have them drive up to the front of your house and then drive away. It breaks your heart. It breaks their heart because they didn't want to do it either. But they're not going to spend that kind of money on something they can't see their friends driving up to and saying, wow. And we call that the wow factor. There are three things in a house that people will pay extra for, and it will turn people off so that they don't want to buy the house if they don't find them. One is curb appeal. Second is upgrades in things like the kitchen and the bathrooms. And third is usability. Everybody's got in their mind how they're going to use the house. Marilyn and I are both getting within striking distance of retirement, so we're not thinking about little kids. Other people have customers 3 and 4 kids. That's all they're thinking about. They have no choice. Everybody has their own wish list, and what I need to do is help you decide with your house who it is you're probably going to sell it to and how we best prep the house for that buyer. I do professional staging. I bring a consultation person in. She gives you an hour, whether or not you and she decide to go forward from that is up to you. But in effect, a lot of my clients do, and it makes the house sell for more in a quicker period of time. I pay to have your house professionally cleaned so that for the first open house especially, it's going to sparkle. I prepare professional brochures. They're not 8.5 by 11s colored copy machines. They're glossy, stiff cardboard handouts that you're going to be proud to see. I have my photography done by a professional. Every room is shot either by the stager or somebody that the stager is working with so that we've got great pictures to bring the people in. So I like to say pictures bring the people in and the brochures bring the people back. You need to get your house ready for market and you need a professional opinion. And then people get proud or, you know, it's pretty easy to think you could sell your house yourself. And you probably could if there was a line of people waiting to buy it. The trick is to go find them and to make them want to come and look at your house and buy it. And that's where I come in. That's making the bringing the market to your doorstep. I can't say enough. It's a great time as a buyer or as a seller. And if you're thinking about waiting to next year, that is an option. But we're sitting here at the 7th of November. We can have your property up and running in a week's time, depending on what needs to be done to it. And we could have it sold by the end of the year, or at least early next year. Most people are going to wait till the Super Bowl is over. Don't know what the date is, but it's usually around the 10th of February. And depending on the weather, they're going to say, okay, it's time to talk to a realtor and get the house listed. I don't think that way. I think we should be talking now. We should have it poised, and if you do want to wait till then to put it on the market, we at least can get all of the ancillary things out of the way so that it's ready to go day one. Joe Peters, Coldwell Banker. I can be reached at 908-238-0118, and I have been here talking to you about what's going on in the market. One of the other things I want to talk to you about before we break is who your buyer is going to be, because depending on your house, I will probably sit there and say, I can't tell you their name, but I can pretty much tell you who's going to buy this house. And in a lot of instances, it's a millennial. And a millennial is somewhere between 25 and 35. They don't have a lot of money. They're not making a lot of money. They're not making what we used to make when we were 25 to 35. They have a lot of college debt to pay down. They don't necessarily want to drive. They'd rather take a train and walk home, something we really don't offer here in Hunterdon County. And they're pretty demanding, pretty self-centered. It's sort of the generation they came out of. So you say, well, why do I care about the millennials? Well, depending on your price point, that's probably who you're going to sell your house to. So we have to talk about what it is that's important to them. They're not really looking for a four-bedroom center hall colonial. Most of us have a four-bedroom center hall colonial because that's what we were looking for 10 years ago, 20 years ago. They're not looking for a 15-mile drive to the highway. They're looking to walk to the train. We don't have trains. We have a commuter line that runs from Hunterdon to High Bridge down, but it's not really effective if you have to go all the way to New York City. It's probably better off taking a bus or driving to the east. They're looking for open style housing and carefree maintenance. They want to use their spare time and money to enjoy their life. Where we, NOI, always looked at the weekend as what am I going to do with the house? The weekend, the house owned us. We didn't own the house. We worked on the house. We got the house ready for winter. We got the fall cleanup done. We got this done. We got that done. The next thing done. The millennials aren't necessarily thinking that way. And if you're not going to sell to a millennial, you're probably going to sell to somebody considerable amount younger than you are, and they think differently. There's nothing wrong with that. The world keeps changing. And I sit and argue with the television every day. The thing that drives me really crazy is watching cable commercials for cable companies that I can't buy their service, but that's a whole other conversation. And I say, why are you saying that? Why are you thinking that way? It's because people think differently. We're at the outset of having the biggest explosion in our real estate history to millennials. Millennials with not a lot of money, with different needs than we have houses, with different wants as far as lifestyle and commuting. And they're probably going to buy 10 million houses over the next 8 years.
That's a lot of houses. One of them's probably going to be yours,
or it's going to result in somebody selling them theirs and then moving into yours. So they're not quite a millennial, but they're halfway there. So you're dealing with a different age group. I'll give you a great example. I had a customer last year who was upset because he didn't have too many people at the open house. He says, "Customers, you didn't get the ad in the paper." And I said, "The people that buy your house aren't going to read your paper. The people that are going to buy your house are going to look on the internet." And it was on the internet. I can get it on the internet in 5 minutes. I can zero it in on people that will be looking at that house. And then I said, my associate was with me, he was in his early 20s, and I said to him, "Kyle, when's the last time you read a newspaper?" He could have knocked me over. You know what his answer was? "I've never read a newspaper." People are thinking differently, absolutely differently than they thought just 5 or 10 years ago. And what we're starting to do, and this is one of the reasons I went from where I was working with the yellow banner over to the Coldwell Banker blue banner, was use technology to help us identify where people buying in your neighborhood are coming from and what their profile looks like, so that we can advertise back to their where they're coming from and to their specific profile to sell your house. And I'll give you a good example. I work in Warren, at least that's where my office is. I'm there half hour a week. Warren is attracting people from, and this is based on our technology, one of the reasons I went over to Coldwell, they're attracting people from Brooklyn. And they're attracting people not only from Brooklyn, they're attracting them from Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. So we're advertising into Bensonhurst, Brooklyn through Facebook and other means to attract the people to the houses that we're trying to sell. That's where technology is. Once I have your house listed, we can put together a profile. We can put it out so it gets advertised to the people in that profile, where they're coming from, so that we're bringing more people. It's not hit or miss that we put it in the paper and hope they read the paper. They don't read the paper. Just went through that. We can put it on the internet. They don't want to serially go through the internet. They want to find the house that they want, and they want to do it through scientific technology. And we now have that. And that is what's helping us to sell houses in this environment. So, once again, my name is Joe Peters. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. And I cover all of Somerset, all of Hunterdon. I actually live in the Annandale section of Clinton Township, right in Beaverbrook, and I've been doing real estate for a residential market for the last 14 years in the area. Love to talk to you. Low pressure. Do not put any sense of urgency on it. A lot of the people that I talk to are people who are thinking about doing something a year out or even longer, and that's fine with me because it will turn into business. And quite honestly, the people I'm working with for today are people that I met last year and the year before. So, and on the other side, if you are thinking about doing something more immediate, I can help you there too. Joe Peters, Coldwell Banker. Go to my site, jpeters.com, jpeters.com. You'll find a wealth of information. You'll find the newsletters or market reports that I just went through, and you'll be able to either answer your questions or ask me a question. All my contact is there as well. Joe Peters, Coldwell Banker, signing out. I'll see you next week with a great 55 Plus program. Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's hard to envision a foolproof way to prevent individual outrages.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, when being asked about the church shooting, which left 26 people dead and many more injured. McConnell also talked about the terror attack in New York City last week.
You had a person who figured out he could kill people by driving his automobile up on the sidewalk. It's a very, very challenging thing.
The woman who gave President Donald Trump's motorcade the finger in late October is speaking out after she said she was fired, not because the incident went viral, but because the incident was against her company's policies. Julie Briskman, a former member of the marketing team with ACMA LLC, says why she decided to give the president's motorcade the old number one.
I'm just angry. I'm lost my patience. I have my blood boils. My fingers said what I was feeling.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews.